Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, as the saying goes, no pain, no gain, or good things come to those who wait. Well, if you're a commuter who uses Highway 50 regularly, it has been a long 2.5 years and there's still a ways to go. The construction project known as Fix 50 broke ground in November of 2020, and it has been a source of some angst for drivers as they navigate the lane changes, construction equipment, and bottleneck traffic. It's a roughly 2.5 mile stretch through downtown Sacramento between Highway 99 and I-5. Well, the good news is that on paper, the project is more than halfway done, let's say 70%. And if everything stays on track, Caltrans says that the project should wrap up by the end of next year, December of 2024, or even early 2025. And the payoff will be new carpool lanes, a smoother ride, and hopefully less congestion. So joining us now with an update on the Fix 50 project is Caltrans Public Information Officer Dennis Keaton. And for full disclosure, Caltrans is an underwriter of CAP Radio. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
So on the Fix 50 website, it says the completion date could be by late 2024. So when you drive it, it does feel like and look like progress has been made in the last 2.5 years. What can you tell us about the timeline?
The timeline is not necessarily firm, because what we've always been trying to do is try to speed up certain sections of the project that's being currently worked on to see how much time we can save. That's one of the beauties of the design build project, is that you've got the constant contact with the contractor, different parts of the actual construction team, to see where we can actually improve on some of the timeline. And the beauty of a design build project is right off the bat, it had cut off 6 months from the actual design phase, because on a traditional project, it takes longer. So going the design build route, you're saving 6 months, and that's what got us to start sooner rather than later.
Hmm. Tell us about the scope of the project. It starts and ends where?
Well, it's actually a continuation of a project from about 8 to 9 years ago that started in El Dorado Hills, if you don't remember, at the El Dorado-Sacramento County line, and ended at Watt Avenue. So that's where we're picking up at, is from Watt Avenue to the I-5 interchange, where they're going to be continuing to do the pavement rehabilitation, doing some more structure work. That gap that you see in between the east and westbound directional for US 50 has to be filled in, because that's where the new lanes are going to be put in. So part of the time-consuming effort is that you have an elevated highway that is going to need new structures to fill in that gap. And then you're also redoing the whole lane configuration, because you're taking up the old concrete and replacing it. And you're talking about 2 feet of depth all the way from one side to the other to try to get this completed.
Hmm. So on the one hand, we're adding more lanes to hopefully reduce congestion along this stretch of Highway 50. But you're also talking about removing concrete pavement that dates back decades, like to the late 1960s to 1970s. So on the one hand, it's hopefully relieving congestion, but it's also doing some improvements to the existing infrastructure.
Absolutely, because you're talking about an infrastructure that's aged, that's kind of out of date, because the population's grown. Sacramento is no longer that small to medium-sized city when this highway was first constructed. Now it's a medium-large city. So we've got to change, and that's part of the change that's going on here. You're also talking about quite a bit of electrical work that's being done, updated on what's like ramp meters and a communication network. We're also talking about drainage, improving the drainage so that you don't see as much pooling waters that's been typically seen every time we've had a big storm.
Hmm. When it comes to the major improvements, can you lay out some of them for us, what the project will have once it's completed?
Once it's completed, our goal is to make sure that traffic flows much smoother and just a lot less congestion going through that Midtown East Sacramento area known as the WX. That part of that is the auxiliary lanes that are going to also be included on this project, because what's going to happen is that's going to allow folks to be able to exit sooner rather than later and stay on the main line. And we've seen great improvement, for one example, on a project like FixSAC 5, Interstate 5, where that's greatly improved the traffic flow. We also heard naysayers back about 5-6 years ago saying that those bus carpool lanes won't really improve Interstate 80. Well, they have. They've improved dramatically how much the traffic flow is through North Sacramento. So that's what our anticipation is to see with this continuation project of the new carpool lanes, wider gaps where you're going to be able to leave the interstate and exit sooner. So that's what we're really looking for, is an improved traffic flow overall.
It's important to, when describing this stretch, I mean, there's a good amount of kind of tricky merging that you have to do, because there's Highway 99, and then you have, you know, as you mentioned, the WX, but then Business 80, which is coming from, like, if you're heading from Cal Expo. So you can merge and then merge again. How will this construction help alleviate that kind of tricky situation for a lot of drivers, especially if they're not from the area and they're not aware of how much merging they're going to have to do?
You know, that's a real good point, because being familiar with the area can make all the difference. Part of this project is improving the signage and actually getting notifications sooner rather than later. So what you're going to have is larger signs, clearer signs, more points of direction. Points of entry, such as the on-ramps, are going to be much more visible. Those auxiliary lanes that I was talking about earlier improves the merging, so that there's a lot less abrupt, quick turns and quick lane changes. So that's going to help out for a lot of people who are coming into the area. The other key thing is allowing people to exit off of the highway in an easier fashion. So say they missed their exit. I know a lot of people, and I've been in Sacramento for most of my life, have missed maybe a 16th Street exit.
I was thinking the same exact exit.
Or maybe the 26th Street exit. How about that? And then so you'll be allowed to continue and maybe exit at the very next one, without necessarily disrupting the traffic flow, because it's still a heavy traffic flow. Like you were talking about that interchange from Business 80, 99. It's quite an interchange that puts a lot of traffic and a lot of stress on the infrastructure. So that's part of it, is that you're not necessarily going to have to stress out. You can just make that very next exit down the way a little bit and turn back around to try to get back, so that we're hopefully not pressuring people to try to get over so soon.
When it comes to the carpool lanes, the HOV lanes, are they going to be the same as the ones that we see in the Bay Area, meaning that you have to pay a fee to use them or higher prices during peak commute times?
At this point, they're just regular carpool lanes that we have planned for this area, much like you see on I-5. Hmm. What you see is one lane dedicated for bus and carpool users, van pool users, electrical vehicle users. Those are going to be designated for them to use, and there are no plans to meter at this point.
The project, Fix 50, it's also increasing the clearance, right, of crossings, 7 crossings, I believe. What have been some of the past problems with that, and how will that help in the future?
Well, what you have is that because of the limited space that it takes for commercial vehicles to try to clear, they have to take a longer route. So what happens is they go to only the areas of highway infrastructure that allow them to be able to access getting onto the highway, which could take longer, right? It's going to add on to more time. So that Amazon delivery that you're waiting for, if it's in one of those large transport vehicles that's coming from a different city, has to take a longer route. So US 50 is going to allow for more commercial traffic. And I know that doesn't sound or bode well to people, but keep in mind that the infrastructure has to be updated according to what times are. And what our times show is that we have a lot of commercial vehicles that need access onto US 50 to try to get up to Tahoe, to try to continue farther than Tahoe, into the next state like Nevada and onwards, and vice versa. When you're coming out of state and coming into Sacramento, you're going to need more space for these vehicles to travel. So I think that's going to be the biggest change that most people will see for commercial vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. This is a very heavily trafficked stretch of Highway 50, and that brings up safety. I mean, this has been going on for 2.5 years. How have construction workers, have there been any injuries for construction workers that are out there with a lot of cars on the road?
You know, thankfully, we haven't had any serious injuries. There have been some really close calls. Unfortunately, the thing that's been really seen, and this is throughout the valley and probably throughout the state, is an increase in speed by motorists that are coming through the construction zones. It's really dangerous. That's one of the reasons why the speed limit was dropped, and it's no longer 65, but 55 miles per hour going through a construction zone. And even with the due diligence of the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, in patrolling these construction zones, and I got to give them kudos because they've done an amazing job. They have been writing in a ridiculous amount of citations to motorists who are traveling or through the work zone at a high rate of speed or driving recklessly. And so they've been doing their job, but we still continue to see just way too many people who are distracted, who are driving too fast, and they're not only putting our field workers at risk, but they're also putting other motorists at risk. So this is one thing that we've had to deal with since the beginning of the construction phase.
And this started during the peak of the pandemic in November of 2020. So you guys have also written out supply chain issues as well as inflation. I believe the project is almost $500 million. It stands at around $470 million. Everything's gone up with inflation, and I mentioned supply chain issues. Do you have a more concrete number for this project and how much it will ultimately cost?
You know, at this point, we are within budget, so I don't have an updated number. This is the number that we currently have. If that were to change, we'd obviously put the number out there because we're a transparent department and we want to make sure that taxpayers know what these projects are going to cost. But at this point, this project is within budget.
Finally, patience is a virtue, as they say. What can you tell drivers who use Highway 50, day in and day out, what the ultimate payoff will be once it's all said and done?
You know what? We've had a lot of people asking us how come we're doing quite a bit of the construction work at nighttime versus the daytime. So I'd like to address that issue. First of all, we actually tried to do a large number of the work during the daytime versus nighttime because we did not want to disturb the local community. Obviously, people need sleep because they need to go to work the next morning. But what we found out is because of the speeding issues that I just mentioned, and the way that the configuration and how much space is needed, there was just too many delays for the traffic volume. It's a heavily traffic volume that uses US 50. The backups were just kind of not allowable by anyone's standards, and the delays were even worse. Then it became a safety issue because commercial trucks were having a hard time speeding up after they've slowed down. And when we have our contractors trying to get in and out of a work area, we saw that it became a safety matter. So it was a difficult decision. We had to go ahead and go to nighttime work, and it's disrupted some people in the surrounding neighborhoods, and I could feel their frustration. And we appreciate their their patience and how much they've been able to put up with the changes on this project. But know that there was the main reason that we had to do this is because of the safety factor. When it's all said and done, you will have a smoother, easier commute. And the people of Sacramento will really appreciate that 50 is now one of the more modern highways in the whole state of California. So what we're hoping is that the local community can still put up with just a little bit more inconveniences. And we do appreciate all of what they've already done so far with. So we appreciate everyone's assistance and support in this project. And we're looking forward to finishing up here in late 2024.
Dennis Keaton is the public information officer for Caltrans, overseeing the Fix 50 project in Sacramento along Highway 50 through downtown. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Vicki.
You're listening to Insight here on NPR, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.